वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of August, 1976, in Paris, France.
Translation. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature.
Discuss any question?
Sometimes we speak of the material energy as being different from the spiritual energy. And other times we speak of all energies being ultimately spiritual. So, what is the understanding?
It's right. The electricity energy is coming from the same source, but it is being utilized for different purposes. Sometimes it is helping to make cooler, and sometimes it is helping to make heater. But cooler and heater are two opposite things. But it is being done the same energy. Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Janmadasya Jataha. Brahma, or absolute truth, is there from where everything is emerging. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the source of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything is coming from me. So, in another place to make further clear. Bhumi rapa nara vayu khanavana buddhiri yocha. Vinnami pagiti astadha. These eight energies, they are my energy, Ashtadha, eight, earth, water, air, fire, sky, mind, intelligence, ego, bhinna, separate. It's like I am speaking in the dicta form, but after some time, without me, it will speak exactly like this. I am speaking, but I am not present there. Similarly, material world means it is being conducted by Krishna, but still Krishna, personally, he is not present there. In another place, Krishna says, Maya tadamidam sadbam jagatta bhakta murtina masani sarvabhutani naham keshu avasthi. Find out this verse. Krishna's energy is present and Krishna is seemingly absent. That is material.
By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them.
Now, it is understood, or if there is difficulty, question.
What does it mean when Krishna says, I am not in them?
I am not in them because you cannot see them. Krishna is there, but you cannot see him. You are not advanced. Just like another example, here is the sunlight is here. Everyone experiences it, but that does not mean sun is here. Is it clear? Sun is here means sunshine is here means sun is here. But still, because you are in the sunshine, you cannot say, now I captured the sun. Sun is existing in the sun. But sun is not present in the sunshine. How sun? There is no sunshine. That does not mean the sunshine is sun. Same time, you can say the sunshine means sun. This is called Achinta Vedāva, simultaneously one and the one. In the sunshine, you feel the presence of the sun, but if you are able to enter into the sun globe, you can meet the sun god also. Actually, the sunshine means the rays of the body of the person living in the sun globe. That is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. On account of Krishna's, you have seen Krishna's effulgence is coming, and that is the source of everything. That expansion of that effulgence is the Brahma Jyoti, and in that Brahma Jyoti, innumerable spiritual planet, material planets are generating, and in each and every planet there are varieties of presentation. Actually, the origin is the Krishna's rays of the body, and the rays of the body's origin is Krishna. Any other questions?
We say that Krishna is present within the spiritual, within the heart of the living entity.
Krishna is present everywhere.
As a person or as an energy?
In his energy. Also person. Person we cannot see with the present time. But energy we can feel free at this point, more and more. So, when fully realized, then this verse that everything is Brahma. Sadvam khalidam Brahma. An advanced devotee, he does not see anything except Krishna.
Is there an actual difference between the material energy and the spiritual energy?
Yes. There are many differences. The same example, electricity. So many things are working. Difference of energy. Even the dictaphone is working, electricity. But the same energy, electricity. That's what Krishna says, aham sarvasya. He is the original.
He explained Bhagavad Gita that one changed body during the lifetime. But we see that a black man never becomes white, or that there's a constant, there's something constant in the body, though it changes. Yes. What is it? How come this is a body, but still we can recognize someone from his youth to his old age?
So, when you further advance, you will find there is no distinction between black and white. Like a flower is coming out, there are many colors. But it is coming from the same source. As such, there is no such difference. But to make it beautiful, there are so many colors. And in the sunshine, there are seven colors. And from the seven colors, multi-colors are coming out. Only the one color, white. And then so many colors coming. Is that clear or no?
Srila Prabhupada, if Krishna has created everything and everything is submitted to Krishna's will, can we really say what is good or bad?
There is no good or bad. It is mental concept. But on the whole, the material world means everything bad. Material world means absence of spiritual world. Yes. Bring again spiritual world, it is bad.
He says, now, because we are not yet advanced enough to see Krishna as the Supreme Person directly, how should we meditate upon Him?
If you do not see Krishna in the temple, we are worshipping something big. You have to see Krishna as Krishna says in the present state, just like Krishna says, Rasoham Vapsukam Priya. Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. To see Krishna is the taste of the water. That will make you advance. According to different stages, Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. So when you drink water, why don't you see Krishna? This taste is Krishna. When you see the sunshine, moonshine, Krishna says, I am the sunshine and the moonshine. So as soon as you see in the morning sunshine, you see Krishna. As soon as you see at night moonshine, you see Krishna. Prama sarva vedi shu. Any Vedic mantra is chanted, Om Tad Vishnu Param, this Omkar is Krishna. Purusam Nishu. And anything extraordinary done by somebody, there is Krishna. So you have to see Krishna in this way. Then gradually you see Krishna in the reveal himself, you see. But there is no difference between realizing the taste of water as Krishna and seeing Krishna personally. There is no difference. So according to your present position, you see Krishna in that. Then you see. If you want to see immediately Krishna's Rasila, that is not possible. You have to see. As soon as there is heat, you have to know that there is fire. As soon as there is smoke, you have to know there is fire. Even though you do not see directly fire, but we can understand, because the snow is, smoke is there, there must be fire. So in this way, in the beginning, you have to realize the snow. They are stated in the 7th chapter. Find out. Rasu aham masakanti aparvati sasujidya. Pranavasadu bivishu.
7-8. O son of Kunti, Arjun, I am a taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and ability in man.
So this way see Krishna? Where is the division? Who asked this question? Where is the division to see Krishna? Is there any division? See Krishna. Manvanabhava man bhakta. Krishna says, always think of me. So as soon as you drink water, immediately taste and say, here is Krishna. Manvanabhava. Where is the division? There is no division. Everything is division. What is the division?
Now, should we try to remember that Krishna is God?
I don't think of it. Sarvananda Ramayan Pura Sitakar Bhava. There, one has read all the Ramayan, and after reading, he is asking Sita Devi, whose father she is. Whose father is Sita Devi? Your question is like that.
Because that's why in my approach to Prabhupada, he told us that we should not forget that Krishna is God. You told it many times.
Yes, but why are you forgetting? What is
it? If a devotee falls down from the path of devotional service, is he ever subject to the hells described in the Bhagavatam?
The devotee never falls down.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.